Jane noticed a screen at the front of the room. It was switched off when they entered, but now said welcome in bright green letters. Jane shrugged. Some sort of orientation, I suppose.
More orientation? Asked Mark. Isn't a year of training enough?
Guess not, Danny sighed. Before they could start bitching about the grueling training regime, a topic that all three of them had plenty to say about, the room grew dark. Gray blinds lowered over the windows and the lights dimmed. A woman emerged from a door at the front of the room. She wore a gray ISEC shirt, and her black hair was pulled back in a tight bun. She stood at the front of the room and waited for silence. She didn't wait long. Hello, everyone. She didn't have a microphone, but her voice filled the room. I'm Captain Amanda Stover. Welcome to the Sleipnir. The tablets you've been given are loaded up with basic information about the ship and its operations. Additional information such as books, games, and films can be downloaded on request. These tablets are yours. Do not break them. Captain Stover produced a small remote from her pocket and pressed a button. Every tablet in the room switched on, displaying, "Please enter your full name." When you enter your name, the tablet will download your personal work schedule, she continued. Please check these at your earliest convenience, as the first work shift begins at midnight tonight. This news was met with shocked murmurs from the crowd, though Jane couldn't understand why. They'd been told how hard this mission would be. Besides, it wasn't as if the ship just stopped running at night.